I'm not opposed to the back entrance. I think that's necessary to get it off of Buchanan. Anybody that would take the back exit would just have to wait in line at a different place, but it would ease the amount of traffic that would be put onto Buchanan. So anyway, I'm a builder myself, and I understand all that stuff. I just don't know why they did the first deal and didn't make provisions for water. Any farmer would know that you can't just do that and turn all the water right onto the neighbors and somehow it disappears.
Right.
If they dealt with the problem the first time, it wouldn't happen.
All right. Thanks, sir.
It also sounds like if they dealt with the problem, nobody would be in the room opposing this.
Do what?
If they had dealt with the problem, nobody would be in the room opposing this.
Exactly.
I understand your client isn't here, but that may be something we need to address. So, Mr. Virell, and I apologize, what was your name again?
Nathan Adams.
And Mr. Adams? I'm going out of work. You go ahead.
You're fine. So, is there anyone else that wishes to speak before we move forward? You want to speak again? Okay.
I just want to clarify that we oppose even without an entrance to the first additional traffic on
the campus. Okay. All right. At this time, I would ask the engineer and the legal counsel if you all would like to proceed back up and answer any of the questions that you've heard, the concerns. You can both come together. I'm fine with that.
I can only relay what my partner had indicated to me and the information that we had photocopied with respect to the water issues. I would like to say that this is basically a rezoning hearing. Before we do anything, we're going to have to come back and get a building permit, you know, to start construction, and those items are all going to have to be addressed when construction continues with respect to this. And it may be an issue that something has to be addressed, whether it's rezoned or not, from that perspective. But as you heard, the residents have complained to DNR. We have met the DNR requirements, specifications for what they've indicated to us needed to be done. Pardon me. I respect the fact that the landowners have real concerns, and I'll take that information back to my client to try to address those pieces of it, of the situation. As the commissioners pointed out earlier, even with a C3 designation, there will be a building permit that comes back to planning and zoning to move forward with respect to this. When Mr. Rohrbach was indicating that he wanted to leave this C2, I want to stress to the commissioners that parcel is broken up now into three separate tracts, and the C2 tract is totally separate and designated will remain C3, and the R3 tract is something significantly different than that. And that's why they were broken down into parts. I see the biggest issue being the runoff, and all I can say to the commission is I'll have to get with the client and discuss with them. I heard the detail and have the detail. I would certainly indicate that if any of the folks that are here would like to have a direct line, you know, with regard to my partner, so that he could take information back to the developer. They're certainly welcome to call my office. They can ask for myself or Mr. Green, and we would try to facilitate discussions with the developer and make sure that the developer is aware of the specific instances where there's continuing issues. You folks have my phone number by way of the letter, but for those that are here that would like to have my phone number, I would welcome any calls so that I can forward that to my client, because it's going to have to be something that's dealt with regardless of the outcome of what happens here today. And that's 417-866-7777, and I'll share that with anyone after the meeting as well. But I would try to address those commissioners and to make sure that my client is aware.
Okay.
have a couple of follow-ups. So the commercial use in the R3, so I just wanted to clarify that, you know, this request is to rezone just that northern tract and the small half-acre tract to R3. So the southern tract would still remain commercial. And so we wouldn't be mixing the uses between the different tracts. They would specifically be dedicated for the different uses. The other thing I'll clarify there is on track three, the half-acre tract, really the only reason for rezoning that is just to kind of specify it as part of the development rather than, you know, a kind of a unzoned or, you know, zoned architectural or agricultural with A1. It doesn't, it's not, you know, a huge priority to us to have that rezoned. It's simply we were just, you know, doing it to make sure that it's seen as the whole thing and to open it up for discussions. Then the other thing, the notification of property owners for this proceeding, that just kind of works with, we just work with planning and zoning. You know, it's not, the owner didn't specify who needed to be notified or anything like that. So that's just a standard process of who gets notified. I think that was about it.
Is there any questions at this time for the?
I do notice, like the application mentioned, that the access was Stone Tree Drive. You had the three access and everything. And I notice in this information, which I don't know, Mr. Braille, was this emailed or was it mailed to?
It was emailed.
So it must have went to Chuck. I'm so sorry for that. We didn't have it. But it says that Stone Tree Drive, that is on the condition for the safety of, to elite, to help the traffic off of Buchanan.
Yes, ma'am.
If you get the access there. And I know you're a very good attorney, so you could tell me if you feel that they can force the access into Stone Tree Drive.
We believe that we can, Commissioner, because CCR, the restrictive covenants really don't address that issue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I've heard mentioned before that I didn't hear this mentioned, that this, it implies to me that they know there's a lack of sidewalks and that sidewalks should be built for the kids to walk to school because if it's going to be families. And,
yes.
And this indicates to me that the developer's planning on it. Is that what I'm understanding? The developer will build the sidewalks?
Yes, that is correct, Commissioner. And I was standing by and I had mentioned that sidewalks were going to be there on the south side, other than the alternative school portion of it.
Okay. And you clarified then the builder is the one that's going to build
the developer,
those.
Yes, is going to put those in.
One other thing I'll mention that I forgot to say. So there was discussion about a plan development. Typically, you know, we would apply for a plan development if we were asking for a variance from some planning rule or things like that. So that's the reason we didn't submit for a plan development on this one. We're not planning on having any variances from the rules as they are applied. We're just wanting to put an apartment complex there.
Okay. So I'll ask the question, what's your first order of business if rezoned and you guys start construction? What is your first order to protect those people?
Well, first, we can't start construction now. Our first order is going to be starting design, getting plans ready, submitting them through all of the requirements before we even go out there and start construction. As far as, you know, addressing the issues that are going on right now.
Yeah, the land disturbance permit's either going to have to be updated or revised with respect to what we do on land disturbance. I think that's probably the first thing.
I want to know what your plan is to protect the people as far as stormwater runoff and protect their property to prevent erosion running into their yards. I mean, you stated earlier in the thing that pond retention ponds and stuff would be your first order of construction before you built buildings. So is that still the case or not?
Yeah, so when we put together the erosion control plan, which is an entire report with a drawing and a schedule of what the contractor has to put in place at what time, the erosion control measures, so, you know, it could be silt fences, it could be diversion dams, it could be those sediment ponds, it could be the retention pond itself. always has to go in first before we start moving dirt, clearing property, things like that. That's just a state rule. And so that's what's on the plans. That is what the contractor's told they have to do.
So before a roof or a structure is built, that's going to go in first. So in order to move forward for any progress, that is going to be the first order of business on the site.
Yeah, before we move forward with construction, obviously we've got to get plans approved, but before we move forward with construction, the erosion control has to be established first.
Okay.
What's the timing on that, Nate?
It just depends on plan approval. You know, it could take another 3 to 4 months to get through plan approval. Or more.
And plan approval, you mean planning and zoning approval?
Planning and zoning, city, architectural review, all of those things, state.
And the only reason I ask that, Commissioner Plummer, is just to help you understand, and the folks that are here, that's what has to happen. We have to go to each of these bodies as soon as Nate's group gets the plans put together and ask for permission. So there are going to be administrative hurdles that have to be dealt with. Obviously, if the folks here are calling the city and planning and zoning and saying, look, we got to get something done right away, then that's going to, you know, ratchet up the necessity for doing those first and foremost.
Sure.
But I think that Nate and I have heard loud and clear that that's what it's imperative that be done.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the fact that
the one thing, Commissioner,
that you want to help me understand the rules,
yes,
so that's
sir,
great. Thank you.
I wanted you to understand that we don't have.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Mr. Minner here, so I don't have authority to speak other than what I've told you, and what Nate has outlined as the process. I haven't relayed this information to him, and so I wanted you to be aware that while I convey back everyone's concern with respect to this, he basically, you know, gives me authority to move forward.
Okay.
It says you got this, the report on May 14th of this, and that's not too long ago.
Yes.
And the plan at that point was to bring the escalator and replace the silk fence with a silk sock and do, as the engineer, do you think that'll take care of the problem?
Well, I haven't designed that one, so I wouldn't put my name on it.
Okay.
I haven't done all
and that's been kind of a problem because we keep, you know what
sure.
I mean?
So
one person starts and
yeah.
this one, another one leaves. Same thing on the attorney, so I realize that. Even though when we said here, if we haven't done something, but if we're indirectly responsible for answering to the people, we still have to assume what happened before, if that makes sense, and pick up whatever has taken, try to remedy whatever has went wrong. So you don't know the answer to that will fix the problem.
Well, I mean, Palmerton Parish is a great engineering company too, and you know, I would say that their input when they came out and did their inspection was, I would trust that was valid. You know, if situations continue to change and something fails on the site, or you know, something is installed improperly, or something is just not maintained, obviously they can change. But you know, they gave some good recommendations there, and I think that you know, the recommendations they gave are considered best management practices in the industry, and so those are good. They just have to be maintained and have to be done properly. And you know, for anything, you know, when you deal with water like this, it's not necessarily clear cut. You can design one thing, and the water can just decide to go somewhere else, and you have to change to address that so that it is being captured. As far as our design will go, our design will look at you know the current conditions and what we can do to capture a lot of those things, whether it's putting in swales or ponds or you know, any number of things to kind of address the current situations and look at you know when this project is under construction, you know, what can we do to look at all of the different intermediate steps throughout the construction process to getting it to where it's an established development with vegetation that's holding the dirt, it's got detention and that, you know, cleans out the water when it comes through during a storm event. So our process is taking it all the way through that and including every step along the way so that we do have some measures in place to protect those neighbors, because that's our goal. We do.
But here's the problem.